This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I haven't really talked about this before, but I'm a great admirer of Japanese culture, which you may find interesting since I don't speak Japanese, I speak Chinese. And I've lived in Taiwan, and I've been around Asia as a public speaker many years ago, not on health topics, but different topics. And I don't admire communist mainland Chinese culture, because that culture is, again, although there are some exceptions, but that culture is steeped in dishonesty, lack of morals, lack of ethics, you know, everything you would expect to come from communism, which is a very, very destructive philosophy that always leads to misery and totalitarian societies and so on. Japanese culture, on the other hand, there's a lot to admire about it, and that's what this podcast is about. And I thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and my podcasts are at healthrangerreport.com. So what do I like about Japanese culture? Well, some of this comes from all of my work in the laboratory, and it turns out that Japanese are really good at science and very good at precision instruments. They have the best precision engineering of any culture on the planet. And some Germans might argue with that and say, well, Germans have really great precision engineering, and that's true. A lot of good German engineering, but German engineering is more known for robustness, you know, precision with robustness. But Japanese engineering is about delicacy. It's artful, it's efficient, and it is the precision on the smaller scale. And things like watches, for example, Seiko watches are just incredible works of engineering. And also in the lab realm, when you have laboratory instruments that are designed or engineered in Japan, they are incredible instruments. The Japanese are amazing engineers of fine products, intricate products. But it's not just that. It's not just the product side. Japanese culture, at least in my understanding of it, is a respectful culture. They are a polite culture. They're not in your face all the time. They don't have all these flaming Twitter wars all the time. Japanese culture respects elders, and Japanese culture is rooted in more courtesy toward your fellow citizen. And there's something to be admired in that. Because today, you know, American culture is so rude and Chinese culture is so dishonest. And many cultures are just very, very dishonest. But Japanese culture is, you know, has a lot of politeness and courtesy in it. This doesn't mean, by the way, that everything about Japanese culture is wonderful. You know, it has its own issues. There's corruption, there's Japanese mafia, there's Japanese political corruption, but that seems to be universal. So you can't really just say that that's Japanese only. Here's something that a lot of people don't think about. One of the reasons Japan has such an admirable culture, I believe, is because Japan controls its borders. Japan has virtually zero immigration. Japan does not allow its culture to be overrun by illegal immigrants or even legal immigrants. Whereas in America today, we're losing our culture because of this extreme flow through of illegal immigration. We're not protecting our borders. We have way too much volume, or too high of a volume of people coming in without assimilation. So the assimilation is lacking. People come into America and they want to change America to their culture instead of respecting America's culture. And then the political left blasts Americans for daring to want to protect their own culture. Yet Japan protects its culture. That's one of the reasons why Japanese society is something to admire, because they have protected and defended the culture that they've built up over, you know, really many centuries, right? So Japan is very smart about not allowing their culture to be invaded or destroyed by unbridled immigration. And that's something else to admire about Japan. It's interesting, a lot of people on the political left don't think about that. They just think, oh, that borders are bad everywhere. But they don't think that Japan has some of the strictest immigration policies of any country in the world. Japan basically allows almost no immigration. In summary, there's a very important lesson in all of this, something we can learn from the wisdom of the Japanese, which is that if you want to have your culture protected, you want to have integrity in your culture, you need to protect your borders. And I say that as someone who is married to an immigrant, by the way. My wife is a legal immigrant, immigrated to the United States a couple of decades ago, went through the process, stood in line, filled out the forms, was interviewed by the INS, had to take the chest x-rays and everything that the INS required. That's what we went through. We did it legally. We stood in line. We played by the rules. But what so many people want to have today is unlimited. Everybody walk across the border. Don't, you know, have no vetting of anyone, whether or not they're criminals or terrorists, or whether they can even speak English or learn how to assimilate into our culture. And that is the kind of nonsense that Japan has rejected. And that's why Japan has a Japanese culture, by the way, which is something to admire. I think it's wonderful that we have so many different cultures in the world. You know, we are an international, a global community in many respects, and yet if you're going to maintain your identity as a culture, then you have to limit immigration, and you have to vet immigrants, and you have to make sure that you're attracting people into your country who can contribute to your long-term success as a culture, and who can speak your language, for example, and who can fit in or assimilate or contribute in meaningful ways. And that's what Japan does, and that's what America is not doing, which is why America is losing its culture. And Europe is in the same boat, too, by the way. A lot of European countries are being overrun by refugees and immigrants right now, and the UK, the United Kingdom, is losing its culture rapidly. It's becoming a Muslim nation, by the way, which we'll cover, I guess, in another podcast. So there's something to think about, but just for the record, I am an admirer of Japanese culture, many aspects of it, and I think that the Japanese people, by and large, are very honorable and highly, highly intelligent people, really good at the sciences, which is something that I personally admire. So thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.